Good afternoon, friends. This is Stephen White, conductor on the music staff of the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome to this week's Met Preview on WVTF Music. Ancient China, in the realm of Princess Turandot, was a cold and unforgiving place, a fact that Puccini lets us know right away from the very first notes of this, his final opera. Would-be suitors of Turandot, who has sworn that she'll never marry, must successfully answer three riddles or lose their life. So great and alluring is Turandot's beauty that there is no shortage of confident men willing to risk their lives to obtain this most coveted prize in the world. The most recent failed attempt belongs to the Prince of Persia, whose execution the crowd awaits with bloodthirsty anticipation. Blending into the crowd is Prince Khalaf, traveling incognito. He recognizes his long-lost father, Timur, the deposed king of Tartary, along with Liu, his last remaining servant. Khalaf is overjoyed at finding them, but asks them not to reveal his name for fear that the Chinese rulers, who now control Tartary, will put him to death. As the moon rises, Turandot appears to signal with a silent but imperious gesture the execution of the doomed Persian prince. Upon seeing her in the moonlight, Khalaf falls instantly in love with her and commits himself to attempting the riddles. Timur and Liu plead for him not to throw his life away. Liu, who has been in love with Khalaf ever since he smiled at her years ago, pleads through tears, "How many miles have I walked with your name in my heart and on my lips?" But in a brief aria of exotic melancholy, Khalaf asks her not to cry, and to take care of his father if he fails in his attempt at the riddles. Here's Luciano Pavarotti with Non Piangere Liu.
Oh.
This is the weekly Met Preview on WVTF Music. I'm Stephen White. Puccini makes us wait until the opera is more than half over before he gives the title character her first note to sing. But the anticipation makes her great aria, In Questa Reggia, all the more astonishing. It is sunrise the next morning, and a crowd has gathered in anticipation of the contest. Turandot sings that she is indwelt by the spirit of Lo Ling, an ancient ancestress who had ruled her kingdom in silence and joy until she was ravished and murdered by an invading foreign prince. She tells Kalaf to withdraw his challenge, saying, "The riddles are three, but death is one." Kalaf is undaunted, replying that the riddles are three, but life is one. Here is Dame Joan Sutherland.
Thank you.
Calaf breezes through the first two riddles, but when Turandot announces the third, she feels completely confident that he won't know the answer. What is ice that gives you fire, and which your fire freezes even more? She taunts him as he ponders the question, but it is her very taunting that makes him realize the answer. Turandot, she herself is the answer, the ice princess who turns even colder with the fire of his passion. As he sings out her name, the stunned crowd realizes what has happened, and they begin to cheer for Calaf. Turandot is in despair and asks Calaf if he will take her by force. But Calaf takes a higher road and offers her a riddle. If she can discover his name by sunrise, he will offer himself up for death. Turandot gives the order that nobody shall sleep tonight until his name is discovered. As the last act opens, Calaf knows that his secret is safe, and he plans to reveal it by the light of day with a kiss on Turandot's lips. So here's a rhetorical question. Is it possible ever to get enough of Pavarotti singing Nessun Dorma?
Shadow!
Turandot is truly a grand opera, immense in its scope and spectacular in its sonic palette. Puccini uses quite a bit of authentic Chinese material in tandem with the impressionistic pentatonicism that had become an increasing trademark of his harmonic style. Puccini died before he finished the opera, and in 1926, at the first performance at La Scala in Milan, the conductor, Arturo Toscanini, laid down his baton midway through the last act and turned to tell the audience, "Here the opera ends, because at this point the maestro died." There have been a number of composers who have tried their hand at finishing Turandot, but the version most frequently used is by Franco Alfano, and that is what we'll hear in tomorrow's live broadcast from the Metropolitan Opera. Singing the title role will be Viennese soprano Martina Serafin, and Argentinian tenor Marcelo Alvarez will be Arkalov. Liu will be sung by Chinese soprano Guan Kunyu, and Timur will be sung by the Ukrainian bass baritone Alexander Tsimbalyuk. Maestro Carlo Rizzi, one of the great opera conductors of our time, will lead the great Metropolitan Opera Chorus and Orchestra along with the entire ensemble. It gets underway tomorrow at 1 p.m. right here on WVTF Music. And please tune in next week as we take a brief look at Mozart's ingenious comic masterpiece, Così fan tutte. I'm Stephen White, reminding you that Virginia is for lovers of great opera.
Stephen White made his debut at the Metropolitan Opera in 2010 and has conducted a number of Met performances. He also continues a long-standing relationship with Opera Roanoke as principal guest conductor and will conduct two performances of La Bohème in Roanoke in April 2018.